Stress management and burnout prevention are crucial challenges for the spiritual healing coach. Working in a helping profession, they are particularly exposed to the risks of compassion fatigue, burnout, and vicarious trauma. Taking care of one's psycho-emotional balance and ensuring energetic hygiene are therefore unavoidable responsibilities to endure in this demanding profession. Stress is a normal response of the organism to a situation perceived as threatening or destabilizing. It manifests itself through physical symptoms, muscle tension, palpitations, sleep disturbances, emotional symptoms, anxiety, irritability, hypersensitivity, and cognitive symptoms, concentration difficulties, rumination, negative thoughts. When it is chronic and poorly managed, stress can lead to professional exhaustion, a state of physical, emotional, and mental collapse that can take months or years to resolve. The stressors specific to the profession of spiritual healing coach are numerous. The emotional burden of sessions, the responsibility of accompaniment, the management of projections and transfers, the solitude of the self-employed, the pressure of profitability. To this are added the challenges of the coach's posture. Being an unconditional listening, welcoming the suffering of others without absorbing it, maintaining a clear and caring framework, knowing how to say no and set limits. To prevent the risks of burnout, it is essential to adopt a balanced lifestyle, watching your diet, sleep, and regular physical activity. The daily practice of relaxation techniques such as heart coherence, sophrology, or meditation can regulate the nervous system and cultivate an inner state of calm and clarity. Having replenishing activities outside of work, such as walking in nature, gardening, or an artistic practice, is also an excellent way to regenerate. At the level of work organization, it is important to maintain a balance between professional and personal life by taking breaks and disconnecting. Learning to say no to excessive requests, to delegate and to ask for help when necessary is a key skill to avoid overloading. Having a separate workspace from your living area, with defined hours and transition rituals, also helps to better manage boundaries and preserve oneself. Emotion management is another essential lever in preventing burnout. Learning to identify your emotions, to welcome them with kindness, and to regulate them is a basic skill for any coach. Emotional release techniques such as EFT, bioenergy, or respirology allow you to cleanse regularly and avoid the accumulation of emotional charges. Keeping a logbook to express feelings and gain perspective is also a fruitful practice. Cultivating positive and supportive relationships, both in personal and professional life, is another key to stress resilience. Participating in peer groups, being regularly supervised, undergoing personal therapy are all ways to feel supported and take care of oneself. Having fulfilling social activities, spending time with loved ones, and nurturing intimacy are also protective factors against isolation and withdrawal. At the spiritual level, cultivating a regular connection with one's deep being is an invaluable resource to navigate through periods of turbulence. Whether through meditation, prayer, or personal rituals, nourishing one's interiority allows for rejuvenation at the source and letting go of the mind. Developing trust in life, cultivating gratitude, and a sense of wonder are also valuable anchoring points to keep on track during difficult times. Finally, it is important to be attentive to the warning signs of professional exhaustion. Cynicism, disengagement, loss of meaning, irritability, sleep or appetite disorders. When these symptoms appear, it is crucial to react quickly by putting in place concrete actions. Slowing down, taking rest, getting help. Too often, out of fear of judgment or denial, we tend to hang on and continue until the breaking point. However, knowing when to stop in time is a sign of professionalism and self-respect. Taking care of oneself to better care for others is a cardinal principle of helping professions. As a spiritual healing coach, embodying this principle daily is a constant challenge, requiring vigilance, discipline, and gentleness towards oneself. It's a path of balance and alignment, constantly inviting us to adjust our posture to be closest to our vital impulse. By making our well-being a priority, we become inspiring examples for those we accompany, and we create the conditions for a fair and fruitful accompaniment. Key points: poorly managed chronic stress can lead to professional exhaustion, a state of physical, emotional, and mental collapse. Stressors specific to the spiritual healing coach include the emotional load of sessions, management of projections, solitude of the self-employed, and profitability pressure. To prevent burnout, adopt a balanced lifestyle, practice relaxation techniques, have replenishing activities, maintain work-life balance, learn to say no and delegate. Manage emotions by identifying, welcoming, and regulating them. Use emotional release techniques and keep a journal. Cultivate positive and supportive relationships. Participate in peer groups. Undergo therapy. Have a fulfilling social life. Nourish spirituality through meditation, prayer, rituals. Develop trust, gratitude, and wonder. Be attentive to the warning signs of burnout and react quickly by slowing down if necessary. Knowing when to stop is crucial. Taking care of oneself to better care for others is essential in helping professions. It's a constant path of balance and alignment.